Audacity. A former Dominican parliamentarian arrested at the airport on his return to the island. With the Caribbean News Roundup, I am Ken Richards. An illustrious son who returned home to Dominica on Saturday has seen many complaints about his treatment by the police. Various media houses have been reporting on that matter, including DNO, Dominican News Online, which had this report on the matter. Former UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fountain was arrested at Melville Hall Airport upon his arrival in Dominica earlier on Saturday. Dr. Fountain, a former IMF economist who for the past 4 years has been employed as economic and international policy advisor to the government of South Sudan, Africa, was arrested by the police who were executing a bench warrant issued for his arrest in 2018. The warrant stems from Dr. Fountain's absence for 2 court appearances in 2018 after obstruction charges were brought against him, Lennox Linton, Joshua Francis, and Joseph Isaac, who was a member of the United Workers Party, UWP, at the time. The obstruction charges were adjourned sine die. However, the next hearing on charges of incitement against UWP leader Linton and Dr. Fountain was set for January 22, 2019, and because of Dr. Fountain's previous absences, the presiding magistrate granted the prosecution's request for a bench warrant for Dr. Fountain, who was not present at the 2 court hearings which had so far been held. Thompson Fountain was arrested upon his return after more than 4 years. And that's the Dominican News Online report. Overnight Saturday, there were concerns about the health of Thompson Fountain, who was taken from his cell at police headquarters to the hospital. United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton had this observation.
Last night, Thompson Fountain complained of chest pain. He was taken to the hospital. He was there at the hospital under observation. They're told the doctors, whoever, looking at him. At 3 o'clock this morning, he was moved out of the hospital and back into the cell at police headquarters. The inhumane, nasty, stinking cell at police headquarters, because as far as they're concerned, that is his home for the next few days. That is what he deserved, because they don't like him, because he speaks his mind, because he has criticized governance in Dominica, because he has dared to speak out for the best Dominica for all of us in Dominica. So he's brought back to the cell, only to be brought back again to the hospital this morning at 10 o'clock. So if you have to bring him back to the hospital at 10 o'clock this morning, what was the difficulty in just letting him stay at the hospital overnight? And you see what the situation is this morning. No. And then you bring him back. He's now at the casualty unit at the hospital. He went there at 10 o'clock this morning.
Also attempting to find out the status of Fountain's health was U.S. trauma surgeon, Dominican Dale Dangleben.
And that's why last night on Loft is Live, I kept asking, what is the medical complaint? So the complaint is chest pain, and this caller is making a very important point, right? What have they done? The fact that they have to go back twice, and why didn't he stay? This is a serious, serious concern, yes. And she talked about a long flight. You know, blood clots leaving the leg and going to the lungs, causing chest pain. There's so much that can be going on. That's not something to be dragging him back and forth to the hospital, to the jail, stressing him even more. You know, that was my concern, and that's why I kept asking Lofty on the live last night, what is the medical complaint? Because again, we need to know these things. And the other caller talked about the food and everything else he might be taking. That is also important in terms of what's going on with his medical history here. So, yes, I'm very, very concerned.
Here's Osas Roy Sanford with some of the comments found on social media.
As news of the arrest of Dr. Fountain began spreading on Saturday evening, supporters and friends took to Facebook in solidarity to offer encouragement or to just give their opinion on the entire matter. Some had personal messages for Dr. Fountain. Stay strong, brother. Stay strong. One person wrote on a popular political Facebook page, they cannot break your resolve. They cannot destroy your hard-earned doctorate. Some say they were saddened by the arrest. My heart is very sad, heavy this evening, another person wrote, but God is still in control. He's gonna fix this also. He never gives us more than we can bear. Other people believe that the entire matter is a form of harassment by the police and the government. They are relentless in their harassment and persecution of innocent people who simply have alternative views and position to theirs. They are pushing their envelope, looking for something to happen in Dominica, then they will turn around and accuse others of instigation and incitement, one person said. Another contributor chimed in and said, wicked set of people. God will deliver Dominica under the Skerrit regime. The children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren have to pay for what they're doing to people. Some people believe the police force is being manipulated by the government. The way this administration operates, it will turn good people bad, one person wrote. When is this stupid manipulation of the police force going to stop? At least one person believes the church and religious community should do something. That person wrote, what is the religious community saying about the arrest of Dr. Fontaine? You people are standing by and watch Dominica's democracy diminish? How many more clues do you need to see where this is heading? And you, the church, condone this behavior. I am beyond disgusted with what you people keep on tolerating.
And there were those who took to radio.
These are poor people's children doing that nonsense. They have a gun and a badge and a uniform, and they think that they are fighting for their PM or whoever they're fighting for. They don't even know what's going on here. Yeah, I'm shaking up emotions here because I'm so angry.
You cannot have your family, your babies, your elderly, your sister, your brother, your cousin being brutalized, innocently penalized, abused.
And Dr. Thompson, this is the time for you to pray and fast in there. Don't eat their food. Pray and fast, Dr. Thompson. Don't eat nothing in there and hide your wallet. Because in this is the mountain, them broke commission that they're going to steal your money.
This is just plain political dictatorship controlled by this criminal enterprise regime. And this has to stop. And I'm calling on every Dominican, from north to south to east to west, do not accept this type of behavior from the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force.
How can you violate a man's democratic right, come back in this country after 5 years? Are you telling the man he can go to his home and rest his head in Grand Fond? And you have the man in a rat-infested, cockroach-infested cell? And like a common criminal, Thompson Fontaine is one of the highest regarded Dominicans in terms of his profession. And you're disrespecting the man like this, and we sit down at our homes.
In St. Kitts and Nevis, the People's Action Movement leader Sean Richards has criticized Prime Minister Timothy Harris, suggesting that the Team Unity MPs, who have indicated that they no longer support him as head of government, should not play politics during the period leading up to the state funeral of former Premier Vance Amory. In an interview on Win FM, in which Richards responded to questions from Antigua's Observer Radio's Darren Matthew Ward, the PAM leader accused Dr. Harris of himself playing the political game during that mourning period. Richards suggested that correspondent over the differences between the Prime Minister and his Team Unity political partners had reached the public domain and most likely came from Dr. Harris's camp.
So, on one hand, he says to persons, it's a period of mourning, leave the politics alone at this particular point in time, but at the same time, on the other hand, he is certainly playing the politics.
Why do you think he would inject this or put this out in the public domain, Honorable Sean Richards? I mean, what advantage would it be to him to do so? Or what advantage he could gain from doing that? In your,
I suppose that he feels that placing that particular letter in the public domain would be damaging to myself, to the Honorable Matt Brantley, and to our colleagues. What I can say to you, though, is that the letter has in a number of inaccuracies that at the right point in time we will respond to. And I think it is also interesting from the point of view that I think we were quite reasonable in terms of the letter which we sent to the Prime Minister, because at that point in time we said to him, look, we are willing to negotiate with you. We are willing to bargain with you. We are willing to settle our differences. These are our points of concerns, and these are possible solutions to our points of concern. Instead of giving us a response that, hi, here, I am willing to compromise on this, I am willing to compromise on that, but not on this particular issue, he sends a letter, he basically saying to us that I am not compromising on any issue, and therefore, he has taken the route in terms of bringing team unity to an end.
What happens next? After the period of mourning, my understanding is that the Governor General has already, you've already gone to the Governor General essentially to indicate that you have no confidence along with your coalition partners. What happens next? Is it an automatic election, or do you have enough support to become the new Prime Minister? It has to go to the polls.
The Governor General has indicated that he needs to seek legal advice. Upon getting that legal advice, he will report to us with an answer. So at this particular point in time, I can't say specifically how it will play out. My own view is that I do believe that eventually we may go to the polls.
In Antigua, the chairman of the Reparations Support Commission is insisting that it is important for members of the royal family to accept responsibility for the role that Britain played in the enslavement of Africans. The conversation has reignited as members of the royal family visit the Caribbean as part of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee year. Commission Chairman Dobrin Omad sees it as an opportune time to press the reparations case. And we go back to our major story, the arrest of Dr. Thompson Fontein. In this news package, Antiguan lawyer Wayne Benjamin Marsh, who has Dominican parentage, has the final word.
Totally shocking, distasteful, and embarrassing that the police in Dominica would have seen it fit to detain this gentleman on arrival at the airport on a charge of incitement. Really? What is the rush? Where are they going? Where's the fire to out? This is not how you treat people in a democracy. And what's worse is that other persons who were charged along with this gentleman are walking the streets today free. What is the motive of the police? This cannot be the 2022 we're living in.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, 25th April. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.